Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys podcast, episode 425. We're up to a brand new franchise. We're going to be doing Uncle Jerry's Olympus Has Fallen franchise. We're going to start it off with the first one from 2013. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, is this movie you seen?
I saw this at the theater, and guess what? I never watched it again. Oh, wow. I have it on Vudu. So okay. I have it on digital. I don't know. I remember liking it. I don't even know why I never watched it again. You know, Uncle Jerry was in it. He was still thin. You know, he didn't look like a drunk uncle yet. He looked like the young hip uncle. Yeah. Antoine Fuqua directed. I was like, oh, I like this movie. But I just never revisited. So yes, I saw it at the theater. This was a second watch for me.
Yeah, so I didn't see this in the theater, which is so weird because when I was watching the movie, I told my wife, I said, did we go to the theater to watch this? And she was like, no. I was like, damn. But I did buy this on Blu-ray because I own the physical. So that's how I watched it. But I was shocked I never see this in the theater. But I will say this. This was it was just like John Wick, a surprise hit. Like this came out of left field. Like even at the time, because I remember when it came out, mad people was talking about it. It was like, dude, did you see this? And I'm like, no, it's like, this is right up your alley, man, in terms of action. And I was just like, I wasn't into the Butler yet. I wasn't into Uncle Jerry yet. But this movie did turn me into a Gerard Butler action hero fan. Like I loved it. But
yeah. And the other thing, too, is remember the same exact year White House Down came out. So it was like that year where it was one of those times where there was like two of the exact same movie that came out. There was Olympus Has Fallen and White House Down. So which we'll do one day, by the way, we'll cover on this podcast. But I should have put them together now that I'm thinking about
it. You should have. I've never seen this movie. I never seen White House Down. Like I never seen it at all.
I have that lumped into a different category, a theme. Okay. I should have moved it up though. Now that I'm thinking about it, I regret it. Although I will say the two movies we're doing today, they do have a link.
Similar. Yeah.
They have a link. So we'll talk about it later. But anyway, yeah, maybe that affected it, you know, because it was like two of the same exact movie.
Mm. Well, we'll talk about this though. Financials. Yeah. And financially, this movie was a $70 million budget. And Anthony Fuqua was like, I could turn that into gold. And he did. Because for a worldwide total, it only made $170 million. But, I mean, at the time, this is pretty high. 170. On a $70 million, it's not like, it's like a semi-success. But I think Blu-ray sales skyrocketed because they warranted a sequel, which is London Has Fallen, which is, of course, the next episode.
It created a trilogy. So yes, it had to make money. Yeah. And the thing is, similar to John Wick did not make big money at the box office, but did crazy good on video. And now there's four of those. So you're exactly right. What it did okay at the theater. Probably, I would say it probably broke even, maybe made, you know, 10 million. But on video, I think it did very well. I think you're right on that.
All right. Well, let's check out what the critics and the audience have to say about Olympus Has Fallen.
They're just okay. One of these is not that good and one of them is just okay. So the critic score for this movie is 50%, right down the middle. So it's not fresh. Half the people liked it. Half the people didn't like it as much. Audience score a little better, 66%. So it is on the fresh side, but just barely, which I'll be honest with you. Now rewatching it, I could kind of see these scores. Like I understand them to be honest with you. So not that surprising.
No, I'm not surprised at all. Especially the critics. I'm very shocked that the critics was 50%. I thought it was going to be like at 45.
it feels like it could have gone that way, but they liked it a little bit better.
All right. Well, let's get into it because it's been a while since we did this stuff. So let's get right into the lead character, Uncle Jerry as Mike Banning.
Uncle Jerry. Okay. I'm going to be honest. Yeah. I was worried when I wrote down my scores. I was like, you know, when I was watching, okay, let me take you back to two nights ago when I watched this movie. Let's go back in time. Two nights. I put this movie on and I was like, dang, this movie's good. I remember I liked it. I'm pumped up for it. And then it started and it was okay. And I was like, I don't remember this beginning part where they're like, they're boxing in a snowy lodge. And then there's like dark action scenes where I can't see it. And I'm like, wait a second. What is this? I don't remember none of this. Then it flashed forward. And then I started to remember stuff. I was like, okay, this I remember. You got to give me, you know, it's been 12 years since I've seen it one time. Stuff was like popping into my head. And then I watched it and I was like, I think Gerard Butler's very good in the role. I think the role's pretty thin overall. Like, let's be honest. Mike Banning, former Secret Service agent, some kind of other agent, because the president basically can't look at him because it reminds him of his dead wife, Ashley Judd, who's in this movie for 2 minutes. He's like downgraded, basically, maybe like a cop or so. He's still in some sort of law
enforcement. He's in Treasury. He went to the Treasury.
Okay, yeah. And then he's called into action. He has to be John McClane, right? This movie's Die Hard in the White House. This is what it is, with a little bit more political stuff rather than like just robbers. But what do you get? You get the little bit of backstory there that he knows the president. He has a wife, right? They don't really do a ton with that, you know, like other than she's working in the hospital while he's doing all, you know, all the stuff in Washington. I think he is better than the role, if that makes sense. Like, his performance, I like. The character, I think, is okay. I gave him a 3. I just don't think he's like he doesn't have the one-liners of John McClane. He's just like tough guy. And I wish they did more because I thought his performance was actually good. So 3 for me.
Well, man, it's been a while because.
Uh-oh.
Because you know what?
5.
I gave him a 5. You damn right I did. And this is why. And I totally agree with you. Everything you said, I totally agree with. But the funny thing is that they gave you a backstory, right? They gave you that he was close to the family. The president and his wife and his kid, they were all close. He was the head of the Secret Service. Like, this dude ran everything. And nothing was passing this guy. Because I was just like, that's dope, right? Tragedy strikes. And I kind of like that the movie started with a tragedy. Like, how he pretty much got downgraded the Treasury. And I love that Angela Bassett's character keeps him in the loop. Like, you know, you got to come back. And he's like, he wants to go back to the Secret Service because they go in coffee. You see all the boys back, you know. She's like, I'm trying to talk to him to get you back. But every time he sees you, and he's just like, I get it. I understand. And it hurt him too. Like, even when that shit happened. I mean, and you know what I loved about it, Nate? That sequence, there was no, and I love how Anthony Fuqua did it, that the audience couldn't even go, oh yeah, but he could have did this. You know how you watch a movie and you go, oh, come on. He could have took a rope and tied it to a tree. No, Anthony Fuqua did it in a perfect way. There was no way he could save the first lady. The door was stuck. The president was stuck too. He yanked him and the car was about to flip over. And he's just like, oh shit. Like, even he said it. He was like, we got to get you out. And he yanked it. And there was nothing. I even rewinded it. And my wife was like, bro, she was like, he couldn't do nothing. He did the best thing possible. He knows it. The president knows it. There was nothing he could do. And I loved it about that sequence. Cause I was just like, I loved it. Cause like an audience member, you couldn't do the whole now what if. You were like, fuck, he couldn't do nothing. He did his job to the best.
It was either or.
Yes.
And his job is to save the president.
Exactly. That's what my wife said. She was like, he did his job. He saved the president. Sucks that the wife died. So, and then, you know, they had the moment in the beginning of them sharing their Christmas gift before everything happened. So, whatever. Loved it. Now, let's get to the action sequence. Not action sequence. Like, I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about, like, the parts that gets to him going back to the White House. I gotta say, he's genius. The Treasury Department is right next to the White House. He sees what's unfolding. He runs into action because, again, still, the president is his close friend. I mean, they were friends. He was like, oh, man, we got to protect. He's very American. Like, he was like, man, the president, I got to go and help this dude out. So he went into action. His friends started to die or whatever. He took it upon himself to save the president. I agree with you. Very thin, very not as much character development, if you want to say, but for an action movie, I think they gave you pretty much everything you needed for this character to go forward storytelling. You got the tragedy. You got his flaw. Because it still mind screwed him. Because remember when he got in the car and he saw the flashback of the first lady and everything? Yeah, he was just like, ah! And then he turns on the car and he leaves. Yeah. So you got all of that. And my only thing, I told my wife, I said, why every time we watch these type of movies, the hero always marries a lady that's in medical. You got Jack Ryan has his wife, Catherine, in the medical department. Mike Banning has the wife in the medical.
In the hospital. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe because they're like, it's disaster so stuff and it makes it like where they're going to send all the wounded people from the event. Yeah. Yeah. So there's like, you know, that.
So, I mean, all right, make sure you're okay.
But no, at the end of everything, like, I agree with you. It's a 3, but I honestly, for me, I think it's a perfect character because I got everything laid out for me. I was just like, okay, I got it. He's an ex-military that he does all this. So I already know when he's by himself and he knew the building. So it's not like Die Hard where he didn't know the building and he's going through compartments and air ducts. Like, he didn't know where it was leading. Yeah. My man knew codes to the whole weaponry. He knows how to shut down this stuff. And I loved it. I was just like, yo, this thing is dope. Like, you're in his part, like, now his jungle. And it's like, okay, I love this. So anyway, like that part. I thought it was good. So for me, it warranted a 5. And let me just tell you, rewatching this joint, I got kind of amped. I'm not going to lie. I got kind of amped rewatching it. But anyway, that's a 5. For me, it gave you a 3. Yes. Let's go to our main villain.
Okay. All right. I'm mixed here as well. I'm going to be kind of mixed on everything. I'm not going
to lie. I can tell you're going to be kind of mixed.
And when we get to the end, I'm going to share a point with you and maybe it'll make everything make sense.
Okay. But,
all right. I was going to give the villain the 5.
Mm.
The problem is, and the reason I didn't, I gave it a 4. I gave the villain a 4. I still think it's very good. As a force, I think they're fantastic. You know, like, as far as their whole operation to take over the White House with the plane, you know, they take over the military plane and they're shooting. That scene was where they're shooting all the civilians down on the street with the guns and everything. You know, just wiping people out. I loved all that. The reason it's not a 5 for me is because then the, like, people inside the White House, the guy from Fast and Furious, the Asian guy,
okay,
the one who's like, he's like, I guess they're Korean, but the one who's like the main bad King? Guy, Korean guy, and then Dylan McDermott, who I just like, I can't take him serious as a big villain. Like, they were kind of stock to me, if that makes sense. Like, as a fighting force, as a group of people for Mike Banning to like go through as a one man wrecking crew, yes, I thought great. But as like at the head, I always like when that is also matched with someone who's at the top who's like very charismatic, very like, you know, because again, the Die Hard comparisons, you had it like Hans Gruber. Imagine if Hans Gruber was in charge of this like fighting force, basically. To me, then it would have been an easy fight. It would have been a 6 out of 5. In this case, I gave it a 4. I think they're formidable. Their plan is good. But then again, I mean, they do get a lot of them taken out by one guy. So then it's like, how great were they really? He is great. He's great. But, you know, it's the one man army type scenario. And I just think the leaders or the kind of the ones who are masterminding it, they were a little generic for me. But I still thought they were great overall. So 4.
Okay. So I was, when it came to villains, I was torn also, because this movie has multiple layers of villains, right? You had the guys that were running into the White House, right? They took buses and they had the dudes in the plane. Like, you had a lot of pawns.
The soldiers.
First. Yeah, you had the soldiers, the pawns, before they revealed the main guys, the kings and the queens, right? Whatever, you want to talk chess analogy, right? Mike Banning's friend, which was Dave Forbes, they showed you the flashback that he was part of his secret service in the beginning. So he was part of the group. So I said, okay. The minute you see him, you already knew he was a bad guy. And it was something you talked about in the skyscraper with the other guy, the British guy that you were like, oh, he's a bad guy. Like, even when I looked
show up
at
on
it,
screen.
Like, yes. Yeah. Bad. That guy does that. And did it work for me? No, not as much. But for the story, it did. But the actor, I would have picked somebody else that's like a neutral face, because once he gets on screen, he had like that villain face. Like, it's weird, because even when you saw him on the flashback and he goes, oh, I'll stay in Camp David and hang out with the firewood and all that. And he was like, yeah, you do that. And I was just like, he still looked like an asshole, even in the flashback. So anyway, fast forward, I was just like, okay. But Kang, the main dude.
Fast and Furious.
Yeah, the guy from Die Another Day with the diamonds.
Yes. Zhao. Yes.
Yeah, Zhao. I liked him, but I was mixed, because I felt like he's typecasted as that type of character. His Zhao character in Die Another Day is the same character as in this movie, and then the same as in the other movies that we've seen him in as villains.
He's always a bad guy.
Yeah, he's always a bad guy. One. Two, he was bad. I mean, he punched the president. He beat the vice president up. So, I liked all that. He fought Mike Banning at the end. That is good. But he fought Mike Banning, but I did like the overall master plan if he came up with it. But again, he had help from Dave Forbes, which he knew the ins and outs of the building. Yeah, he was the inside man that told the secrets of everything. Yeah. So I was okay with it. I agree. I gave it a 4. I didn't go heavy 5. I was going to go heavy 5 because I'm like, man, you take over the White House, that's a 5. On its own, especially within 15 minutes, like he said, which I had problems with, which we talk about in action. But overall, I mean, it could go perfect, but I gave it a 4. I gave it a 4 because honestly, I agree with you. If it was Hans Gruber leading the pack, it would have been more impactful, especially treating the president. Like, I don't think they see Hans Gruber mentally, like if we go into his psychology, he would have not treated the president like that, like beating him up right. or tying him up. Like he would have sat him on the chair and had a one-to-one conversation like, you're going to die, but
you're gonna I need this information. You die. I need this, yeah. this stuff.
Yeah. Exactly. He goes, we're going to get to you in a minute. But he goes, the more you keep stalling this, I'm going to keep killing these people.
Yeah, that's what this movie needed. If they had like that, the mental guy, they didn't really have like a mentally intellectual villain. It was just like, do this. We're taking over. We're tough.
Yeah, very bronzy, like... Yeah. Didn't know what to do once they were in the building type of character.
Very macho.
Yeah, very macho. Yeah. So anyway, I gave it a 4. You gave it a 4 also. Okay, action scenes.
Uh-oh. Okay. So, all right. This movie has a lot of action. It does. But I think some of it is better than other parts of it. Okay. There's a lot of stuff in the dark. It's kind of dark. This movie's kind of dark. I'm not going to lie. There's like a lot, like, and I don't mean dark as in like evil. I mean dark as in darkly lit.
Dark as in evil.
You can't see. You can see, but it's, to me, stuff like darkness is not good for action, in my opinion. I like darkness in horror movies, like when you don't want to see something. But in action, like you want to see what's happening. And like there's some parts like, you know, there's like because the power, cut the power off in the White House, of course, so dark hallways. Even that beginning scene that I talked about on the, I think it looks horrible. The car crash scene.
That was
I think
CG.
It's a, yeah, it looks terrible. And it's a good scene, but it looks horrendous. It's in the dark and the snow and the, I'm like, ugh. Anyway, I love the assault, the initial assault scene where the plane shoots down the other. There's a lot of CGI. And that's, I think, where that 70 million, you kind of could see it, where it's like, maybe if they had 100, this would have looked a little more, but it does look heavy CGI. But I think it's a great scene when that plane is shooting at the, even when it's shooting at the people at the park and they're right, just getting mowed down everywhere. And then they hit the Washington Monument and then it comes collapsing. And me, of course, I'm like, why are those people still like, why are you still standing near that thing? You hear and see all these explosions. Dude, I would have been out. I would have been under some trees, like hidden. Ain't no way I'm still standing next to this thing getting crushed by it anyway. But you get a lot of mixture of stuff, right? You get some hand to hand, get a lot of shooting, tons of shooting. I do think it's a very good action movie, and I gave the action a 4. To me, I could have given it a 5 on quantity, because you know me, I like quantity and quality. The quantity is a 5. But the quality, some of it's a little mixed for me. And so I gave it a 4.
Okay. Action. I'm not, I don't know, whatever, man. Action, I'm giving it a 5.
There you go.
It's nonstop. And I totally agree with what you're saying. But it's just nonstop. And I was into it. Like, I was, the minute you saw the plane going, he's killing people in the street. My man Mike Banning is sitting there. He goes, whoa. And then he runs into action. He's like, get down. And he doesn't get shot. And I'm like, oh, wow. I thought it was pretty dope. I love when he comes up to the gate and he takes his gun out and he's like, take that shit. He tells us to get down and they blew up the gate for them to come in. Yep. And my man was just shooting from behind them. And I was like, oh my God, it was just nonstop intense. Like it was just so much everything, but it was like a video game stage because it was like they infiltrated the lawn. They got a hold of the lawn. Then the two buses come. They blow it up so they can steal down and then machine guns come out of
it. Oh, that was crazy.
And I was like, holy crap. I'm like, this thing is amazing. Then you got like so much stuff. They had the Hydra missiles and all that stuff. And I don't know, Nate. Like, it was totally nonsense. And then when Mike Banning's in there, it was even dope because, again, he knows his stuff. He shut down their video feed. He's stabbing dudes like, then he took their chest vest and all their stuff. I liked it. I thought it was really cool. I totally agree with you. Some of the stuff does not look good, but I think he was hiding a lot of the effects with the dark, which is kind of, I kind of see. Like, he shot it more like a television show.
Yeah.
Like, if you ever seen 24, it's like that.
Yeah, I've seen a couple episodes.
Yeah
that makes, like, that's a good comp.
Very 24, but with my mucho action in it.
Yeah.
I loved it. Yeah, very rated R. I liked it. I loved when he had that one line. And he goes, if you're still alive, I'm going to stab you right in the head. He's like, I'm going to take my knife and I'm going to stab you right in the brain. And the guy was just like, He says some corny line, and what happens? He stabbed him right in the head with the knife. But even, well, you can talk about it. I think it falls on the action. When you watched it, and the president got shot in the stomach, didn't you go, oh, like, you're like, oh, no, is he going to, I mean, I knew, we all know the sequels. But in that sense, like, I haven't seen it in a while.
The first time I saw it, though, I knew it was going to be a sequel.
But, like, rewatching it, like, even knowing that it's a sequel, I thought it was still, like, I was just like, oh, snap. Like, he's turning pale. I was like, oh, man. And he's like, turn off the thing.
He's a goner. That's it. I thought this guy's a goner. Morgan Freeman's gonna be the president.
I told my wife, if I would have wrote that scene, or even did like a, what is it called, like improv, that one scene when he got shot and he goes, dude, you gotta shut off, whatever, leave the line. I told my wife I would have done, which would have been funnier, and I think the audience would have, they would have had like a chuckle because they're friends. I would have been like, you see what happens when you send me to the treasury? This would have never happened. How about you admit it now before I shut this off?
I'm gonna save you, but first I need you to admit something.
Was this a mistake for sending me to the treasury?
Admit it, or you're dead.
He's like, no one's listening. It's just between me and you. He's like turning pale and he's just laughing.
He should have whispered right in his ear and just say, I told you so. And then save him.
But no, other than that, action, flawless victory. I love the action in this. Okay.
I can see that.
Storyline.
Another 4 for me.
Okay.
I think it's very good, actually. For a diehard ripoff, this is probably one of the best ones. It is. And I say diehard ripoff in the sense of the style of movie. It's not exactly like Die Hard, but it's one guy versus a bunch of guys in one place. That's, you know, that is the format that was made popular by Die Hard. So with that being said, this is one of the best ones, probably. Especially because I think the story is good. What keeps it from a 5 is something I mentioned earlier with the characters. I think they're kind of stock. They're kind of generic. If the characters were better, like overall villains, even Mike Banning for me, it could have been a 5 because, you know, as far as an action thriller set in with Korea, you have real tensions using real countries, North and South Korea. You know, they want people out of the DMZ. They want the U.S. to pull out basically so that North Korea can like take over South Korea. I like that stuff. That was all good. The actual a setup, you know, like with the way the villains take over the White House. Good, believable, I guess. So yeah, I actually think this has a strong storyline. Yeah, I just needed better character. If the characters were a bit more interesting, would have been a 5 for me, but I gave it a 4.
So this movie, okay, so I agree. I was going to go with the 5 because I was into the story. The story is really well done. Like, especially for a 2013 movie and rewatching it 2024, like brand new, I'm like, wow, this movie literally holds up. And I'm telling you guys, it literally holds up from beginning to end, nonstop action. You're into the story. But I agree with Nate. The characters are so generic. So I gave it a 4.5.
Fair.
Rightfully so. My only gripe with it is the response time for the army. That makes no damn sense to me at all. And I know this is a movie because if they did respond, it would be, you know, they would have never gotten in. But my thing is like for the movie, it's just so weird that they shoot down 2 F-16s, had no more F-16s to go up right away to get this plane from shooting everybody, right? True. Then from there, the White House is getting, I mean, bombarded of humans shooting RPGs in front of everybody. And the response, they're driving, and there's a scene in the movie, they're driving down the street like in 10 miles per hour. They're like, yeah, we don't need to get there in time. And I'm like, what did the army go there 10 times faster? Like, I mean, jumping their Hummers, Black Hawk helicopters, like they're coming full-fledged to try to stop these people. Like, it was just like nonchalant. Like, that's my only knock, because honestly, it would have been cool to see Mike Banning with a team of people brushing right in like a Rainbow Six type of movie. Like, he's like, but you do get in London that's falling. I do remember in that when he has a team of mercenaries, which I do remember that I liked about. But in this movie, I just felt like the response time from the army was just kind of far-fetched. Like, this is not true, like, at all. Like, if this was really happening, I think the army would be there in a split second, not 2 F-16s in the air from a cargo plane that's not in air restricted airspace. I think there would be more than 2. ready for action. So other than that, I don't want to play the realism versus fantasy. I liked it. I thought the storyline was really good. I love the beginning. Very heartfelt. The movie feels so different with that beginning sequence into what leads into the movie right out. I mean, it's like a 10-minute beginning showing you Mike Banning's career, and then it shows you right into the future of what happened. It takes you to present time. I thought it worked out pretty cool. I love the scene with the kid. He was hiding behind the wall. I thought that was pretty fun sequence. Again, one part that they kind of messed up in, they show a scene, Gerard Butler walking through the corridor of the between the walls, and it's like mass mall, and then he goes, in a count of five, run. All of a sudden, that shit opens up into this massive thing. Yeah, it widened mad big. I said, holy crap. I was like, they totally screwed that one up. And then all of a sudden, jump right into the Oval Office when he jumps in. But yeah. I thought that was cool. I thought the tensions were all cool, even with the kid. And I like when he he was like, hold up. And then he snaps the dude's neck. And then he was like, false alarm. Go, go, go. I thought that was pretty cool. He was like, false alarm. I thought that was cool. And before I end this, when he fought his friend, I thought that was dumb.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, Mike, you know, it's been a while. And I'm like, I know my man is not going to let you just have a cool nonchalant. Very diehard. Because didn't he meet Hans Gruber like that? He gave him the cigarette. They're having the conversation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. It, it reminded me a little bit of that. Yeah, the Hans Gruber in the roof. Wasn't it in the rooftop?
Yep.
Yeah. He gives him the gun that was not loaded with a gun. Because he...
Similar.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. There's a lot of similarities.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty true. But I do like... And then I love... We didn't even talk about Morgan Freeman in this. The whole Oval Office, where they're in the command center. I thought that was really... I like movies like that. When they're in they're talking back and forth from different locations. I thought Morgan Freeman, I thought Angela Bassett was really good in this movie. I thought they were really good. I like the general guy when he did his stuff. And I love Mike Banning talking to them because I thought it was pretty... He's like, I'm here, sir. Use me.
He's just like... Yeah, I like that part.
Yeah, that is a man. Cool.
So anyway, and she's like, trust him. He's you know... He's Because Morgan Freeman's like, do we like this guy? Or...
He's like, can we trust this guy? He's like, Mike Banning is the best of the best.
We're not sure. She's like, this guy will do it. Morgan Freeman was like, okay, you know, like the part when they're like, what's that thing? I forget, the Cerberus or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's like, the guy's like, it's confidential. And Mike Banks like, listen, man, what are we doing here? I'm the only one in here. I think I need to know, like, what are you? And then Morgan Freeman just tells him, he's like, yeah, whatever. Okay. What are you talking about? It's confidential. Yeah. Like, he can't know now. Like, it's too, like, what are we going to do?
And that then didn't he tell the general it was a stupid ass idea when he sent the military in? He was like, they have the Hydra.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so you got some sequences that was like, pretty good. But anyway, 4.5 for me. Four for you? Okay, overall.
Yeah, and I was saving that because I agree with you. This movie has a crazy good cast because, okay, in your lead, you have Gerard Butler, who is good in action movies, but let's be real. I wouldn't say he's the caliber of actor of most of the other people in this movie because you have Academy Award winners and nominees. You have Angela Bassett. You got Morgan Freeman. You got Melissa Leo. You got Robert Forster, Aaron Eckhart. Like, Dylan McDermott is not Oscar person, but he's the face. He's known. Like, you know who he is. Fast and Furious, Rick Yoon. You know, like, you got a bunch of known actors and some really quality ones. I agree with you. I liked that. Them being there and him being in communication. They're basically like the Carl Winslow from Die Hard, who's talking with him outside.
Yes. Yeah.
Except it's a whole room of them. So, you know, these movies, they all have that element. When you have one guy inside, he got to be talking to somebody out there. He got to be giving them some information. So this one did it right. I gave this movie a 4. I think it's very good. It is pretty much what I remember seeing when I went to the theater by the end of it. Like, I didn't remember the beginning. I was like, I don't remember none of this. But then by the end of it, I was like, okay, I remember. And I liked it. And I still like it. And I think it's good. I think it's very entertaining. I think Butler's really good in it, actually. I wish I liked his character a little more, but I like him. I like the rest of the cast in this. What I was going to say, though, was I gave it a 4. I never seen London Has Fallen. What's the last one called? Angel Has Fallen?
Angel Has Fallen.
I've seen about 15 minutes of it, and that's it. I think that even though I like this movie, I was not that interested in... Like, I didn't think Mike Banning was that cool, and now it makes sense to me why I gave him a 3, because I never even bothered to go see the other movies. And I'm an action movie guy. I'm on this podcast. I love action movies, but I don't know what it is. It didn't click all the way for me where I wanted it. So I'm actually looking forward to seeing those because, like I said, I've seen 15 minutes total of the two sequels combined, and I'm interested to see how it goes. But yeah, I think this is a very good movie. And honestly, I don't think it needed sequels personally. I think as a one-off, it was really good. So a 4 out of 5 for me.
So, okay. So overall, I gave it a 5. I think this, well, first of all, I think the movie holds up. I think the action is still spectacular. Anthony Fuqua directed the shit out of this movie because it looks fantastic. For a $7 million budget, he did what he could do. And I think it looks flawless on Blu-ray. It looks great on Blu-ray. So if it gets a 4K, I'm definitely going to be upgrading to it. Mm-hmm. I totally agree with you 1,000%. This should have been a one-off. I am a fan of London Has Fallen. I'm not a crazy big, like, again, I haven't seen it since it came out. I did see it in the theater. And then I saw it again on Blu-ray release. But I didn't, after that, I don't, you know, I don't gravitate to a lot of action franchises. Some of them I do, like the ones that I love. But this one, I want to see London Has Fallen again before I stamp the approval, especially Angel also, because I had problems with that movie. But this movie in particular, I love this movie. I think Mike Vanning is a great action character. I think Gerard Butler cemented himself as an action hero. I think he's a very good action character. I mean, we did, was it Den of Thieves? He was really good in that movie. I don't think we did other movies. I think we did 300. That was really good. But we didn't do other movies of his catalog that's action.
We have a month dedicated to him later down the line, like a series. So yeah, we will be doing some of the like the one-offs.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I didn't see most of his one-offs. So,
Hunter Killer, Gamer. What's the other one?
The one that my wife saw said that was really good with him when Jennifer Anderson was really good. It was like a rom-com type thing, action rom-com.
Yeah. They were in
Bounty Hunter.
The Bounty Hunter.
That's what it is. Yep. Yeah. She said that was a really citizen. Good one.
That
never seen that.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So I'm dying to see those. But in terms of this movie, I tell everybody, if you haven't seen it, go out and see it. Like, it's really good. And I will put it up there as one of the best action movies I can say within the decade. I could throw it up there with the John Wicks. I could throw it up there.
This came out the year before John Wick.
Yeah. Only 1 year like before. I would throw it within the year 2010. Has to be top 10 action movies. Like, this has to be up there because you never seen the White House get destroyed like they did in this movie. And the movie's plot is plausible and it's a fun, entertaining movie, and you're getting really pumped. Like, you want to jump in there with Uncle Jerry and save the day. So I liked it. I thought it was really cool. So, all right, Nate, what is your total points for this movie?
A 19 out of 25. It's good. Okay. It's pretty good. Mike Vanning, fine for me. Everything else, very good. And I agree with everything you said. I do think it is one of the more action thrillers. A lot of tension in the movie. Good pacing. It's 2 hours, but it has really good pacing. It doesn't like drag too much. So yeah, a 19 out of 25 for me.
Mine is a 23.5. That's my review on it. I think it's still, like I said, I enjoyed it. I will rewatch the shit out of this movie again. Like, I totally forgot about it. Like, even at the end of when the movie ended, I was like, man, why did I not put this movie on after all these years of like, sometimes I just want to put on a movie and I'm like, this movie never.
See, that says something about it, though, that you never think to, like, it's kind of subtle. I don't know what it is about it. It's just like, I have never rewatched it either. So.
It's a great movie. Like, and again, people listen, it's a great movie, but it's just something like, I just put on Homefront and we did that review a long time ago and I put it on. I went, Homefront, bloop. And I was like, man, this is a pretty good movie. And then I don't own it, but I put it on and I was just, I put on Homefront. And I was just like, wow. Yeah. And my wife was like, did you ever guys ever review? I said, yeah, we did. But again, it's just certain movies I just don't throw on. All right, Nate, what is coming up next on the podcast?
All right. So coming up next, now we're changing up the way we do our themes a little bit. Well, not really. Our theme month will still be going, but rather than the theme staying for a full month, we will do a theme for as long as every franchise is. So we are doing the Has Fallen franchise, which is 3 movies, which means our themed movies will also be 3 movies. It will always line up. I redid the whole schedule. So the theme for this month is assassin movies. All of these movies have some sort of either assassin in the title or they are about an assassin, paid killer, whatever. Next up will be Ninja Assassin. Then, of course, the following week, we will continue on with Has Fallen series with London Has Fallen, the movie I've never seen. That'll be our next 2 episodes coming up.
All right, guys, you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to our YouTube channel at Action Movie Guys. Subscribe, hit the like button on your favorite episodes. You can take us on the go with the Action Movie Guys podcast, available on all podcast platforms. And of course, you guys can follow us on TikTok, which Nate still has the app, so don't worry about that. We still on TikTok.
I never deleted it.
Yes, we're under TikTok, Instagram at Geeks, the letter N, Flix. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Nate Flix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.